It's time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal.
All right.
And now it's birthday time.
Right. We just had two. So for this time, it's Janet's turn.
We have three in the Lakeville Journal staff because we also had Mary Wilbur on July 13th. But happy birthday, especially to Janet today.
So that counts, except that today's the day.
My son Mark's birthday today, too.
That's right. And your grandson Austin's birthday yesterday. We got this week really covered.
Yeah, this week is packed with birthdays.
Wait till August. That's when it really hits.
Well, this is nice, but not the top news of the day.
No. The top news of the day, let's go out and take a look at some of the stories. First of all, it is nice to see those pictures of the Falls Village car show. Even though it rained at the end of it, it was nice that we got the car show back this year.
The rain has been so relentless, and yet if there's an event that you really want to have just a little bit of sunshine for, it seems to be giving us a break. And certainly the weekend-long events in Falls Village on July 10th and 11th were spectacular and beautiful on Saturday and held out pretty good on Sunday for the car show, which has become a huge draw for people to the area. It's almost as big, I'm going to say, knowing no numbers. It feels like it generates as much excitement as vintage at Lime Rock Park, the historic weekend, which is coming up on Labor Day weekend. We have tons and tons of photos from Patrick Sullivan and from our interns Annabelle Baum and Sadie Lida, and I will get those on Instagram today.
All right. You've got a great picture of the Housatonic River. The Great Falls is just unbelievable if you look at it with all the rain we've had, and consistently unbelievable. Occasionally you see the Great Falls like this for a day or two, but boy, it's just roaring.
It's roaring, and it's roaring all the way down. Yep. Somebody was asking me last week about going fishing with his small child, and somebody said, like, oh, go down to, you know, whatever. And I said, you know what? The way that they're, because I got this picture from Lons, and I emailed him, and I said, I wouldn't take, and Patrick Sullivan, I checked with Patrick Sullivan, who, of course, is the person who spends the most time of any of us in actually standing in the river, and he said, I wouldn't take any child anywhere near the shore of the Housatonic River right now, and he's expecting it'll stay elevated for another week or so. We've got some information on the difference between the CFS level, which is how fast and how hard the water is moving between the banks versus the height, but they're both very elevated right now. So keep an eye on it. Definitely safely take a look at it from your bridges or wherever you can see it, but do not go into that water.
And what people don't realize, the thunderstorms and rain that affect this, the Housatonic River, there could be thunderstorms going, once again, 50 miles to the north, and sooner or later, that water gets down here. I mean, it's not something where you can look out and say, it hasn't rained in 2 days. The river's a very tricky thing, as was, unfortunately, we find out every summer. We went from the trees being eaten to moss flying all over the place.
I was driving through North Canaan about a week ago, and it was like being in a science fiction movie. There were so many little moths flying around, and then they kept getting into my house, and not like I'm such a nice person, but I was like, oh, I'll go capture them. I'll take them outside. They're kind of pretty. And then it dawned on me what they were, and I was like, oh, it's the gypsy moths, and they're going to be going out and laying their eggs. So we had the caterpillars that completely defoliated our trees. You can see it as you drive by, like on the hillsides. And those caterpillars that were munching away gain the strength to convert into moths, and the moths now, I think, one person said 6 days, another person said to me they have a couple weeks, but they're now laying their eggs on the trees, and somebody sent me a photo, or there was a photo, I think, on Nextdoor app, where there are like 30 or 40 of the moths all swarming together, laying eggs in one big mass on a tree. It was just so chilling. So I don't want to encourage anyone to not be a Buddhist, but if you see these moths, these are not going to be the lovely moths that you want to protect. These are ones that maybe are going to threaten tree destruction next year. So just a thought.
All right. It's funny. I was looking at your story, and I actually posted this story on the web, and it's at tricornernews.com, and that is the story about the record-breaking sales at Elise Harney and the highest single sale of $7,423,000 to Juliet Moore. That tells you all you need to know about the housing market.
Well, and, I'll take this moment, to promote our, we're doing these special issues of the Lakeville Journal in the tabloid size. So we'll talk about our July Compass, but we're already working on our July Discover Salisbury, and there's been such a change in Salisbury with the real estate sales last year, which continue to be higher in most towns even than they were last year, which we thought was the biggest year ever. But we are going to be talking to Elise Harney, the mom, and Elise Morris, the daughter, who have done so much for this community, have been so much a part of strengthening all of our bonds and the support that people have for each other, and but also talking to them about this incredible real estate run that we're having.
It's absolutely amazing. I want to move on to the 60-year celebration at the Sharon Pharmacy, the last really local pharmacy left outside of Kent in our area.
Right, and even the Kent Pharmacy has sort of moved back and forth between being part of larger groups that had been part of the Elaine LaRoche Salisbury Pharmacy Group, which at one point had Canaan, Kent, Salisbury, and I think one other one farther south in the state. But now Kent Pharmacy in the hands of Peter DePriel. The Canaan Pharmacy is now, was a Rite Aid, now is a Walgreens, different pharmacy across the street. But Sharon Pharmacy, as you say, family-owned, still all the family members are working there. And just a beautiful photo that Lila Hawken took of Catherine Hecox Hayden, who's married now to Harvey Hayden after her husband passed away, and her daughter-in-law, I think that's Josie, right?
Yeah,
Josie Hecox, just sitting outside and holding hands, and what a great celebration, and thank goodness for our local businesses.
You just remember back, and you think of Ann Whitbeck in Salisbury, Pat Ballone in Canaan. You think of all the North. You think of all the local pharmacies that are no longer here, and the Sharon Pharmacy is, and that's a testament to them. Well, a couple of interesting stories that go on the parallel track. One in Falls Village, where now the Board of Financing is looking for clarity on affordable housing, and in Salisbury, the option on the Holly Block property has now been extended.
And if and when these housing projects are built, there is no one who can say that there was not due diligence done, because definitely the community is deeply participating in planning affordable housing in Falls Village and in Salisbury, both towns doing it in very different ways. Both of them really deeply discussing the issues with people who have a lot of questions. One of the questions in Falls Village was where the funding is how the funding is funneling through the town and who's actually taking charge of it. The Holly Block property, being debated, even as we're moving forward and discussing what should be done with the Pope property on Salmon Kill Road, which is another potential site for affordable housing. But the an extension on the lease of the property that could become Holly Block affordable housing in Lakeville.
It's an interesting time. Last week we opened things up with, of course, the car show in Falls Village and stuff. And this week, the big thing here in Sharon, there's a tag sale at the United Methodist Church, but it's Canaan Railroad Days. The 57th Canaan Railroad Days runs. It started yesterday and runs right through Sunday.
And not easy to pull this off. And I just want to say, I feel horribly, but one of the big tag sales of the year, of course, is the Lakeville United Methodist Church. So they're both going on this weekend, and it's a great weekend for tag sailing. But Railroad Days, we have a full schedule here in the Lakeville Journal. And having listened to many discussions about the road work that's being done in Canaan, I know it was always a conversation about how are we going to be able to do Railroad Days, but, you know, it's just going to have to be okay. Try to park as far away as you can. Save the closer spaces for people who maybe have difficulty walking. There's going to be a big presentation Saturday at 11 at Union Station Depot, which is so much the heart of the town and, of course, the center of the railroad culture there. But it's going to be Maria Horn, Smitty Pignatelli, and the author Simon Winchester, who's really one of the, you know, these famous national, international writers, talking about the future possibility of railroad service returning to this region, which is a huge big deal. So a lot going on. Fireworks is going to be on Saturday night. We're hoping for good weather for that. The carnival is going on in the evenings, and all of the incredible business boom that's happening in Canaan right now between all the consolidated vintage shops, but also the new nutrition shop, Jesse Allen's shop where he's doing such beautiful woodworking, the little decorative items shop next door, all really eager to have your business. Stop in for lunch at the new Berkshire Cafe, which is excellent, and definitely look in the Lakeville Journal for your schedule.
All right. I want to go back a little bit because Let Them Eat Cake, once again, a nice fundraiser for the Sharon Historical Society.
And I want to point out that Annabelle Baum, our lovely intern, took great photos. And there were two very famous cake bakers who were there. One is a